Former President Donald Trump scheduled to give remarks after arraignment on Tuesday. By Christina Wong on April 2, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's campaign has announced he will deliver remarks at Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday evening, the day he is expected to be arraigned in New York. The campaign notice said he will speak at 8:15 p.m. EDT. The event is open to media. His arraignment is expected to take place earlier in the day, and will consist of him being charged, having a mugshot taken, and being fingerprinted, according to the Daily Mail. The indictment is expected to be made public for the first time on Tuesday, which will reveal the exact charges that District Attorney of New York Alvin Bragg has filed against Trump. The remarks will be his first public speech since his indictment on Thursday. The former president has issued written statements about the indictment, blasting it as political persecution and election interference, Trump said, as reported by Breitbart News. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your President of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement, Trump said in a statement responding to the news he has been indicted. You remember it just like I do, Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent, who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president, has never happened before. Ever. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. Trump added that he believes this will backfire on Democrat President Joe Biden, who he aims to defeat in next year's general election. New post-indictment polling data from Trump's campaign shows that he holds a commanding lead in the GOP primary and a lead over Biden in a general election matchup, also previously reported by Breitbart News. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.